special guests, ladies and gentlemen. You've all been waiting for. They played out at the Play-Doh, Badfinger. And we have with us in the studio right now, Mike from Wales, the drummer. Mike, what part of Wales are you originally from?
I'm from the south, and the city called Swansea, which is quite a small city. But
how many people are from there?
Just me and Pete.
How many?
Me and Pete. Just two.
You mean just in Wales?
Pete.
That's it?
Yeah, Pete. Oh, well, how many people live in Wales, you mean?
Right, yeah, just you and Pete.
I thought you were referring to the group, no.
No.
I don't know. A few thousand, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, from the album here that I'm looking at right now, Magic Christian Music by Badfinger, I see we only have three members here. Would you like to describe the members that are on the cover?
Me, Pete, and Tom.
And like, the fourth member.
That was the Ivies, you know.
Oh, I see.
That was what was left of the Ivies. And then Joey joined us from Liverpool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Badfinger was formed, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, getting back to the good old question again, looking back here, I see a shadow. Does that represent anything?
No, well, if you're going to say Paul McCartney, forget it.
Right, I was waiting for you to say that. Paul McCartney. That is not Paul McCartney back there, or?
No.
That's actually nobody. That's maybe a monument or a car driving by.
I don't know. I didn't know the mind that did it, you know.
Okay, on the front of the album, whose hand is this? There's a hand and a finger pointing up with a nail through it.
Yeah, well, I don't know whose hand it is. Oh, maybe it might be Bill's or manager's.
Does that nail represent anything?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a cross, you know.
A symbol of a cross.
Yeah, right.
And the lady to the left here shopping?
Yeah, she's just doing the shopping, you know. There's people on the other side just eating and talking. You know.
The selection from the album, Side One, Come and Get It, Paul McCartney, did he write it or did he sing with it, with the group? Or?
No, but he just wrote that as a single for us, you know. I just saw the Magic Christian in the film, you know. Did you see the film?
No, I didn't.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Well, it was, you know, it was good.
Did Paul ever sing with you?
Yeah, well, he did sing with us, but he didn't record with us, you know. He just produced about three tracks for the Magic Christian, that's all.
Now, how did your group actually get started as Badfinger? You were in a different group and the other fellows were in a different group?
No, well, me and Pete's always been in the same group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 years, you know. And Tommy's been with us for three, and Joey's been with us for two.
Now, how did these fellows find everybody? Like, you all meet in one place, or...?
Yeah, well, I met Pete in Swansea. That's where he came from, you know. And then we went to Liverpool to look for another member, and we met Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, like, put adverts out for the fourth member, you know, when Badfinger was going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey turned up, you know.
When you first made your recording on Apple, the person that says, okay, go ahead and make the album was whom?
Well, Apple.
Apple, yeah. Who was the representative from Apple?
Well, it was the Beatles, and like everything had to be passed by the Beatles as being really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Apple, you know, you can't put that question into one name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people, you know, that helped us make it, you know.
The album here itself, Magic Christian Music, how many albums did you sell, you think, in England?
We didn't sell many in England because it wasn't promoted and everything went wrong there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it did over 100,000 over, you know. The new album, yes.
Right.
Which is called No Dice, buy it.
How did you get that title, No Dice?
Well, then again, it's a long story, you know. Just says what it means, you know.
Uh-huh. You didn't just take a bunch of dice and say, okay,
no.
This is no dice.
No. We just said no dice.
When you record for a session on an album, how long does it usually take, say, for your new album, to get it perfect, to put it on a disc?
We took about a few months over it, you know. But we rushed it to finish it, you know, and released it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that it got in the charts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's number 30-something now, which is...
And you have a new album coming out too, don't you? Besides the No Dice you were telling me?
Well, the No Dice is the one that's on release now, but...
When we
Yeah, we're going back to England in about a week, and then we'll start getting our songs together. Like, we're going to go on holiday for a few weeks, you know, separately, and write your own songs wherever you want to, you know. Write what you want to, what writer you want, you know what I mean? Just, blah, 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 blah. just write what you want to write, you know. Mm-hmm. Anybody, you know. And then we come back together and take what we want and make a new album and sell it.
I think they had quite a few out that had a suggestion in that Paul McCartney was dead, like the number nine, if you play the number nine backwards, came out, Turn Me On Dead Man, right?
Well, he isn't dead anyway, you know, and if that was like, if it was meant...
You've seen him recently then, right?
I've seen him, yeah, like 2 months ago, about a year nearly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure he's alive, he was in New York last week, you know.
He's living with his wife and child, though.
Right, yeah.
When the Beatles were all together, they were doing real fine, and all of a sudden something came up to break them up.
Yeah, well...
What comes with this? I notice there's a lot of groups that...
I don't know, they just, like, got so far, they done so much together, that, you know, it's, like, impossible to go on forever, you know. But then they all had different ideas and different, I don't know, different whatever. And they just went out, like, they all gone to prove their own ways now, you know. They're all doing their own thing. Like, George has done an album, which is a knockout, you know, and that's on release now, shortly. And Lennon's finished an album, which will be out Christmas, and Paul's album should be out Christmas. And Ringo's got an album out, so they're all on equal thing now, you know. So I think if all goes well with everything, they should come back together again.
Nightclubs there that you're engaged in?
Oh, no. We just go and do the album, all the songs, and get a single going. And I think we come back to America in May or something.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you make your albums, do you come here to the United States, or do you make a tape and send it in?
No, well, you make a tape there, and they send it over here, and they press it over here, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, for everybody listening in that has a band, what would you recommend to them on how to get started?
Well, if you really think it's worth the trouble, you gotta do a heavy road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just find four, whatever, how many you want, and hold it together for as long as you can. And it's not easy, you know.
Well, I think they know that it's not easy.
It's not easy because there's so many, like, everybody's different, you know.
Or think they're different, you know. Then, right? Or a new gimmick to really make it big.
Oh, no, you've got to know each other and, like, be aware of what each other's thinking and each other's feelings and everything, you know.
On the single, No Matter What, I noticed you have the same style very closely, anyways, to what the Beatles have, you know, with the guitars.
Oh, the first time did anybody say that.
Really? I'm the first one? How about that?
That was a lousy joke, actually. Everybody said it.
We'll have to cut that part.
No, that wasn't swearing.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mike, I'd like to thank you for visiting us here at WXCN and wish Badfinger, the group, and everybody a lot of success.
Yeah, and don't forget to buy on your album, which is called No Dice. And it's a good album, so there you go.